Okay, today we're going to continue in Inyanei Tzuras HaPesach. And some Inyanim Nogeya Lameisa and Inyanei Tzuras HaPesach. So we have the Gemara. Second arrow in Yud Aleph on the base. Tana Tzuras HaPesach Sha'omru. Tana Mikan V'Kana Mikan V'Kana Al Gabei. Tana Mikan V'Kana Mikan V'Kana Al Gabei. Then the Gemara asks, Tzrichim Ligo or Ein Tzrichim Ligo? Right, we know. We discussed that in length. And then the Gemara says, wants to bring a Raya, that ain't Tzrichim Ligo from the case of Kippah. Tanina Kippah, Remei Mechayiv, etc. And that's what the Gemara says. Rav Sheshes was embarrassed because of that halacha. There are two girsos. The Bala Mor's girsa is that the case of Kippah has nothing to do with Tzrichim Ligo and Tzrichim Ligo, right? But the other girsa that we have, it has to do, and therefore Rav Sheshes was embarrassed because that shows he was wrong. That the case of Kippah shows that ain't Tzrichim Liga. And therefore there was no need to pull down someone else's Tzuras HaPesach. Whereas the Bala Mor, Paskins like Rav Sheshes, that Tzrichim Liga, and the Kippah has nothing to do with anything. Okay, now, there is a discussion in the case of Kippah. So we know that the bottom part, the horizontal legs, that's the shtei l'chayayim. Now the question is, what is the mashkalt in the case of Kippah? So Rashi learns, in the case of Kippah, the mashkalt is the top horizontal thing, the very tippy top of the structure, which is being blocked off by the curvature. And that's why it's a Raya Ein Tzrichim Liga. And that was the Tosefta Shabbos' Kasha on the Taz. The Taz says, right, if you have something in the way, it's a problem. Tosefta Shabbos says, who said? And that's the Bilska's theory, that there's no problem with something in the way. Because you see from the Dinei Kippah, then we discuss maybe the picture's not accurate, maybe the picture, etc. So the Pashat Shat, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is that the Shnei L'chayayim are the two bottom vertical mezuzos, and the top horizontal, that's the mashkov. Top horizontal, that's the mashkov, which is not touching those bottom mezuzos. And that's how Rashi learns when he discusses the sugi over here. Let's say the inner ones. The inner ones are the mezuzos, and then the mashkov is the top thing. That's what Rashi writes, Dibra Masko Chayevis. The eagle mafsig bein tikra ha'elyona the mezuzos. So tikra ha'elyona al pi pashtus, that's what the mashkov is, the tikra elyona. And that tikra elyona is not touching the shnei mezuzos. Now, there is a famous Rambam on this sugya, which we'll see in a moment. Take a look on page 2. Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Bayis Shiesh Lo Mezuzah Mikan U Mikan V'kipa kimin keshes al shnei mezuzos b'lochem mashka. Im yesh b'gova ha-mezuzos asar tfachim o yoser chayv mezuzah. So if the mezuzos are asar tfachim chayv, v'im ein b'hem asar tfachim b'turim, in other words, if there's no asar tfachim in the bottom, potter mipnei she'ein lo mashkov. So everyone asked the kasha, what does the Rambam mean, mipnei she'ein lo mashkov? I mean, just say that you're ein lo mezuzos. Right? What do you mean ein lo mashkov? Right? In other words, the Rambam is saying you need that the mezuzos be 10 tefachim. If they're not 10 tefachim, you potter mipnei she'ein lo mashkov. So I believe the Taz was the one who was the first one to say this pshat in the Rambam. And that's the following. That if you have 10 tefachim of vertical legs, and then you have the curvature afterwards, so then it's very clear what the mezuzos are. That's the vertical. And the mashkov is the circular. But if you don't have 10 tefachim in the bottom, and you want to still maintain that you have mezuzos, so you want to count the curvature towards the mezuzos to get your 10 tefachim. So if you're going to count the curvature towards the mezuzos to get your 10 tefachim, then you're left without a mashkov. In other words, if the first bottom is straight like this, vertical straight, and then you have the curvature. So mainly you could say that the vertical part is the mezuzos, and the curvature is the mashkov. But if the whole thing is like, say, curving from the bottom, and you don't have any 10 tefachim of straight, it's already starts curving from the bottom, so you can't delineate and say this is the mezuzah, this is the mashkov, because the whole thing is curving from the bottom, and then there's no two separate parts. No, the mezuzahs could be curved also, but once you're going to count those as your mezuzahs, then you're not left with a mashkov. We'll see. Yeah, to be chayv in mezuzah al-pi pashtus, you need shtei mezuzos and a mashkov. So the Rambam is implying that the curved part could be, in other words, could be mitzuraf to your mezuzos if they're curving from, if it's curving from the bottom, so that could be your mezuzos also, and then you'll go up as far as you can, but then you have no mashkov left. Because if you would have like this, and then it would curve, so now you have your mezuzah, you have your mashkov. But the pashtus in the Rambam is that the mashkov itself doesn't have to be, well, like that Rashi says, the tikra ha'elyona. In other words, lu yitzur, the... Well, you have to talk about it. For example, the nafkamina would be in page 3 in this picture. Look at the two pictures on page 3. The two pictures on page 3, picture Aleph and picture Beis. So picture Aleph, kuli alma lo pligi, that's a good tzuras ha-pesach. For Shabbos, it's chayv and mezuzah, etc. Because if you hold that you need If you hold that you need the mashkov is the tikra elyona, you have a tikra elyona, and you have the shnei mezuzos that are going up vertically, even. And if you hold, okay, but what about picture two? Picture two perhaps would not have a mashkov according to Shitas Rashi. Because in Shitas Rashi, in the Sugi of Kippah, you have to have the Tikra Elyona. There's no Tikra Elyona. It's just the curvature. So it has no mashkov according to Shitas Rashi. Yeah, but my dear friend, if it could be slanted according to Shitas Rashi, then why don't you just say that the slanted part is the mashkov, and memela there's no raya that ain't srichim liga, right? So pashas according to Shitas Rashi is dafka the tikra elyona is the mashkov, and that's not nogeya, and therefore we have a raya that ain't srichim liga. Oh, so how's the Rambam going to learn the Gemara Kita? So that's coming attractions. Right, so you could say, like we discussed, like the Girsa of the Balamor is one possibility. Right, in other words, like the Girsa of the Balamor, that there's no Raya, that in the Chanami. Right. Or there's another possibility. There's another possibility, but before we get to the other possibility, in the Sefer Tikkun Erevin, which is an excellent Sefer by Rav Sholom Noach Segel Weiss, Shlita, wrote a beautiful Sefer just specifically on the details of Tzuras HaPesach. That was the point of the Sefer. So he discusses this machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. And he wants to posit the possibility that maybe Rashi, so sort of like what you want to do, Ellie, maybe Rashi could agree with the Rambam. Well, maybe Rashi could agree with the Rambam. In other words, till now, I was always taught that picture bays, according to Rashi, doesn't have a mashkov. And therefore, if you hold you need a mashkov, which l'chor you do for a tzuras ha-pesach, or you hold you need a mashkov for a mezuzah, this doesn't have a mashkov. Right? So he quotes here from one piece from the Marab Shik and one from the Avnei Nezer, two possible dechias to this notion. In other words, he wants a taina that it's not 100% muchrach to say that picture bays Rashi would say is potter mi mezuzah and potter and not a tzuras ha-pesach. So his two possibilities are like this. It could be in the case when the Gemara was talking was when it started to, and that's one of the Heichi Timtzes in the Gemara, that when it started to curve, it was already, there was no fort fachim airspace between the two parts of the curve. Now it's in a chanami. A curve could be what? A tzuras ha-pesach on its own right, a mashkov on its own right, like picture bays. But in our Gemara, where it curves, by the time that it, at the point of the curvature, it wasn't dalet fachim, so then in that case, Rashi had to say, you have to rely on the tikra elyon. Right. But in a chanami, if it would be like picture bays where it's beravchus, maybe in Ochanami. That's one possibility. Maram Shik, with the arrow here. Aval, a Maram Shik, or Achayim. Hela davla shitas Rashi, agilus mitzar atzmo, einenu chisaron. Rakan bekipo de miyacha mitzkaser, nismai gami rochav dal tfochim, umashkov shein rochav dal tfochim, lav shein mashkov alem. Okay, that's number one.
What's the longest in the Shir Arba? I understand it's a dinner pesach. Pesach, in order to get to the top part, that's up to the part when you walk in.
I understand, but if it's not within...
It's in the first 10 foot, right?
Right.
So this is within the first 10 foot of the
canal? Well, not necessarily. I mean, if once... No, okay, say it even within... One second. Then the Avnei Nezer says another point, which he also points out. And the Avnei Nezer, I'll show you inside that I have here in the Xerox. The Avnei Nezer is on page... Where's the Avnei Nezer? Page 21. Page 21 in Reis Samach Dalet, Zok the Avnei Nezer, second arrow, V'ladaiti ein mi Rashi Raya. Yerei kaimelon shipui olam lavto olam, v'imigbiyam arakakad na da-da-da. Gimel, alkein b'kipa, shehakol eagle echad, Pavla Peish Rashi Shkosov Yesh Baragleha Asara Kodim Shiyaskiel Fisagil Perusha Hu Kodim Shi Yismaid Me'arba Fala'ola Makol Eagle Milmata Lamala Boy Mezuzu Zumashkov. Like we said in the Ram, Hey Minayu Mezuzu, Hey Minayu Mashkov. Hakocha Heter Mishum Tikra El Yonah Jibishoba. In other words, he's saying like this, that maybe only in this case, because this case it was. The kippah was already circular from the beginning. So if it was circular from the beginning, in other words, from the beginning it was curving up like this, so then you can't say stop in the middle and say part of the curve is the mezuzah, part of the curve is the mashkov. So there Rashi had to say that the curve part were the mezuzahs and the mashkov is the konah ha'elyonah. But in Ochanami, if it would have been straight Me'ikara, and then loop over with the kippah after it was straight, then in Ochanami, that would not have been a problem, and maybe Rashi would be Moda, Biki Haigavna, that you can clearly define which is the mezuzahs and which is the mashkov based on the Tzura, that the mezuzah is going straight and then the mashkov is going curvature, maybe in Ochanami that would be good. The only reason why Rashi didn't say it in our case is because the mezuzahs themselves were curving, and therefore you can't say, well, stop the curve in the middle and now it's the mashkov. No. Right. Therefore he said the Tikra El Yonah is the mashkov, but maybe in Ochanami. So these are two ways. In other words, the normal way that people say over is that in Ochanami, case Beis is the machlokas Rashi in the Rambam, because there you don't have a Tikra El Yonah. But there are two possible dechias that he suggests here in the Sefer, one of the Maram Shik and one of the Avnei Nezer, to say that Rashi could be moda. Not really, because according to the Avnei Nezer, even if it would be far apart, and there would be a Dalit, still, in other words, what I'm saying, even if it would be far apart, but you couldn't call any part of the curvature, if it's curved from the bottom, it's going up like this. So you couldn't call any part of it Adkan Mezuzah V'Achshav HaMashkov. Because Mehechi Teisi, that this is the Mashkov, like we said in the Rambam. If the whole thing is curved, Mehechi Teisi, Ein Kan Mashkov, because it's just a continuation. If you change direction, this is straight, now it curves, so you could say this is the Mezuzah and this is the Mashkov. Right, it counts midin, but it's...
Meaning,
I understand.
But even if it's curved... So it's
yeah, but there you have... Yeah, but what was the account mitzvah mezuzah? Because you could have something else to count mitin mashkov, the hainu, the tikra el yono. But if you wouldn't have had, what I'm asking, what would be if you wouldn't have had a tikra el yono like this case?
And it, even if it was meshubah from the beginning, of course not that it's kavod gimel rochava dalad.
I understand, but and
even if it's meshubah from the beginning, it will still count
as only because you also have a mashkov, which is not part of the shipua. So you could say this is the mezuzah and this is the mashkov. Masha ein kein, if the whole thing would be like this, and you have the.
So you would say that you don't have that even the mashkov counts as mezuzah, even if it starts as mashkov in the beginning, but it's still
right.
But even though
right, in other words, Avi Nezer is saying if it goes like this and like this the whole way.
Meaning he's not going to say the mashkov starts from the
ten.
Yud,
right, exactly. Right, you could say that post yud that already we start mashkov.
Right.
You could say like that.
That's what the right.
Now this comes up a lot in Hilchas Mezuzah, because the standard poskim in Hilchas Mezuzah say that there's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam of where do you put the mezuzah? Do you put the mezuzah? In other words, do you say that the vertical? Say, let's take. You know, these two pictures. Do you say that the vertical part is the mezuzah and the curvature is the mashkov? Or do we say no, that even the curvature is part of the mezuzah until it gets to Dalet Tfachim? So, usually what I tell people, in other words, you want to make sure that you get it not lower than the Shlish Elyon of both opinions. Because if it's lower than the Shlish Elyon, you're not Yotze even B'diavad. And also, you don't want to get it within the Tefach Samuch L'mashkov, because something, if you would put a mezuzah, the Tefach HaSamuch L'mashkov, if I put a mezuzah right up here, that's no good. That's even a soul, even a field B'diavad. So a lot of times people always make sure to tell people that make sure there's a Tefach from the beginning of the curvature. For some people in the kippah, a lot of times you see people put the mezuzah right at the top, where it right before the curvature. So now that might be good according to maybe Shitas Rashi, that the way the poskim quote that the mezuzah, the mashkov only starts by the dalet when it gets close to dalet tefachim. But the way we're learning now that even Rashi is not so simple. Then for sure you got to make sure to make sure that the that you're marchik a tefach from the beginning of the curvature, because the beginning of the curvature might be now. It could be if you want to be a straight Rambam person, then you should just divide the vertical part in three and put it on the bottom of the shlish ha'elyon of that. But the poskim say, well, choshesh for the other shita. And put it a little high, because if you manage to put it on the bottom third according to the Rashi, that might be below the bottom third according to the other shitas. But l'chol apochus, certainly you got to make sure that it's not within the tefach elyon of that.
But I mean, if it starts at, if it starts straight, you're okay. If it starts appropriate, you're never okay.
No, you'll be okay if there's. And usually there is.
That's
how many people? No, a lot of times. No, usually you do. Usually, whenever you have a curvature into your living room, so it doesn't. The curvature doesn't just hit the ceiling.
The curvature
goes, and then there's
of
wall.
Of wall.
So that's.
So what's the dip? What's the mashkov? Is
the
dip?
That 5 feet of wall is the mashkov. Or you want
to. There's two steps a lot of times before the wall for the mezuzah start. And so it's a very small mezuzah.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can't say that those 5 feet, let's say, are the canvas and mashkov, because in case, then in the picture, then you have it. So you don't have to be a poking pin. Or just say that first inch, which is on top of the keshes, which is touching, counts as the mashkov. Right, LMI, what counts as the mashkov? The fact that it stops the top over here, not
Okay, I mean.
But otherwise, it's not, you don't need chokhmah hashlam. You only need chokhmah hashlam because you view.
Well, it depends. You only need chokhmah hashlam if you don't have the shear within the. Here you have the shear, so here there's no chokhmah hashlam. You have a shear. So, Mimela. Here you don't need. Here you have your shear. You don't need chokhmah hashlam here. You have your shear. Right? So I think in picture Aleph here, either the. You have two possible rows here of bricks. Yeah, okay, the case in the Gemara, I understand. But I'm saying the case where the normal case that we have today is when you don't need chokhmah hashlam.
According to what Rebbe's saying, that you can count according to Rashi, you're going to count the mashkoch as the half, right? You can't, because you're going to view the kesh as not the mashkoch. You're gonna count only the half as the mash, the straight part.
Right.
But I'm saying the straight part has to be some dip. You can't say that.
So you have so you have a dip. You have two rows of brick here that's the dip.
But if those two rows of brick would count as the dip, then when you go back to the Gemara, you lose the half of the Gemara because you say it is Niga, it is touching. What? That first row of brick. It's touching. Yeah. So you don't have to
send
the Gemara, you wouldn't have to come
around
to the Kokhmah Hashlam.
They'll say it like the other Tzitzit. Yeshbrag Le'Gimel V'Gavo Asara.
From the Tosefta Shabbos.
Yeah, no, but over here you have to be Kokhmah Hashlam because you only have Brag Le'Gimel. So it's still Kokhmah. Okay, we're not communicating, so we'll have to leave it for later. Okay. So this inyan just gives me more chizik for Shitas HaRambam, because it could be that Rashi is not necessarily arguing with the Shitas HaRambam. Then for sure, you should make sure to be marchik a tefach from the curvature. Yeah. We'll have plenty of discussion on that. Yeah, well, the Pashup Shat, this Gemara seems to be Mashveh, right? Seems to be Mashveh, these halachas, right? The Gemara is putting them together. So the Pashup Shat and the Gemara, they're not Mechalik. That's the simple Pshat. We'll see. There's some Achronim want to be Mechalik. In a future Shir, Bez Hashem, we'll see that. Okay, now, the Maral Miprag, from the Chidushim, Chidushi Gur Aryeh, has a very interesting pshat. And this, the Rambam theoretically could have learned like this also, even though it's not necessarily the pashut pshat, but it's an interesting pshat. Now every once in a while the Maral has a halachic comment. Rav Schechter likes to say that when the Maral was alive, he was known for his Piskei Dinim as a posek. It's only because he left in his writings, most of his writings are in Machshava and mysticism. People think he was more mystic, but when he was alive, he was more of a posek. In fact, in this Beis Yitzchak, which just came out today, I wrote a piece on Zareya B'Shabbos. So everyone knows the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if you want to wash Netilas Yadayim on Shabbos, you can't do it on the grass. Because even though you're not mechavin to be Megadel the grass, but it's a psikration, right? That's brought in the Shulchan Aruch from the Sefer Truma, and so the Maral Miprag argues with that. The Maral Miprag says there's nothing wrong on Shabbos with washing your hands on the grass, as long as you're not mechavin to wash the grass. It's a psikration. He says no, psikration in Shas is only by a malacha that's happening right now. As you cut off the head, it's dying right now. You go around the kisei, the charitz is happening right now. But if you're watering, that's going to happen lachar zman, a malacha that's taking place lachar zman, so that The whole concept of sikrei sheh doesn't apply to that. That was his whole... No, it was all the cases in Shas, so always... Oh, Miyad, yeah, yeah. So here he said, wants to say the following thing. That the pshat in the Gemara of Tzrichim Liga, or Ain't Tzrichim Liga, what's the raya from Kippa? So he wants to say like this. Not like Rashi, that the Tikra El Yona is the Mashkov. The Mashkov is what? Is the curvature. The Mashkov is the curvature. Oh, so what's the problem then? The curvature is Nogeya. So this is his Chiddush. That Nogeya means... what does it mean, Nogeya? Nogeya doesn't only mean by the two corners. Nogeya means that wherever the Kanam Mikans end, so there is the point where the Kanal Gabeim is supposed to be. So what if it curves up, right? So it's being Nogeya on two sides, but the whole rest of it is not Nogeya on the imaginary line. That Tzarech Liga is not Tzarech Liga on the Kana, but on the imaginary line that the Kana creates. And therefore, that's Pshat in Ein Tzrichim Liga. That if, in other words, if you hold Tzrichim Liga, so then then it has to be straight. By the fact that we hold Ein Tzrichim Liga, so then you can even have a kippah. Right. Oh, so what Eitan is referring to is, well, the Taz is mean the Taz about the.
The
Tosef Shabbos is finished. Right. No, the riots. Right. If you say now, this obviously is not the. This obviously is not the simple. Take a look. Meaning tzarechad, and I think Moshe Shapiro thought that it meant tzarechad means the meaning on the outskirts. But if you hold tzarechim liga, then the kippah wouldn't be good. In other words, he doesn't have a havamina. In other words, fakir, he's a Taz person. That you can't say gurasik through a wall. So anything that the only possibility of the mashkov is the kippah. The kippah is the only possibility of the mashkov. So Mela, since the kippah is the only possibility of the mashkov, so then, is it good or not? That's toloi on the shaila of tzrichim liga and tzrichim liga. That if you hold tzrichim liga, so that means that it can't be a kippah, because the kippah is not nogeya. The curvature is not nogeya in the imaginary line. But if you hold...
That's what nega means.
Right.
It's not on the...
Right. Side. Right. It's an original...
Okay,
so love it, you know, maybe love it would be good, because love it is, you know...
What if the curvature was called, mean was very narrow curvature.
Right.
Right.
Well, oh.
And that being also for Zuzu, because you know now it's clearly it's the top of the kind of
right, like the right. So the Rambam. I'm not saying the Rambam learned like this by Rab, but the Rambam would work in very well if you assume that that's the pshat in the Kanal Gabayim is the curvature, and we paskin ain't strichim liga. So therefore, it's good. So no, but what this is very relevant halacha lemaisa. Is the following, and that is the different achronim quote this Maral miPrague in their tshuvas in Rei Yosher and the Maram Brisk. I'm going to do look in the Maram Brisk because what the Maram Brisk said is clearer to me than what the Rei Yosher said. The Maram Brisk, it was a Hungarian Rav, from Mordechai Brisk. So the Maram Brisk, you heard the Maral? Yeah. I'm going to just repeat the Maral's pshat for our area. The Maral says that in a chanami, the curvature is the kan al gabeya. Also, how does that fit in with srichim liga or ain't srichim liga? Lachora, here it is no gaya. So how is it arrived at ain't srichim liga? It is no gaya, right? If the curvature, if you hold the kan al yona, then in a chanami you bring it right. But if this is no gaya, so he says no. What it means srichim liga means it's not enough that it's no gaya on the two sides. In other words, when the two kanas create an imaginary line between the two of them. And the question is whether tzrichim liga on that imaginary line. So if it's curved up, it's not nogeya on the imaginary line. And so since kippah is good, that's a raya that ain't tzrichim liga. And what's great about this pshat, even though, whatever, it solves, like Eitan pointed out, it solves the Tosefes Shabbos' kasha on the Taz. Because Tosefes Shabbos says, the Taz says you can't go through Gurasik, and the Tosefes Shabbos brings a riot from Kippur, you can. Right. The Pshuto, like Rashi, I'm saying, but this is a...
You have to go with it in the picture now. You have to say
the argument. Right. So what's so relevant halach lemaisa now? And this is a shaila that comes up all the time. It's the question of the slag, right? What if the kana al gabayim is slagging? Is slagging down? Till now we're talking about going up, slagging down. So says the Maran Brisk. According to Maran Prague, it's great. Ain't tzarich liga. Yeah, let's take a look where he says that. He says it here in the Tshuva. Yeah, take a look on page 12, on the fifth line. The Hamaral Hela Raklaman the Omar Tsarich Legal, the Shikoso Tsarich Shechut Hamasuch Yiga Ba'avir Hashoda Vamudin. A volcano in the Kaimelon ain't Tsarich Legal. Mimela after Mashkov also kikeshet nami kori Mashkov, and it would be good. So if you say that it's an issue of Kadavdiinshi, the kid keeper is Kadavdiinshi, but no one makes a slag. Right. But
you didn't make it like that in the first place. If you start off good and later it slags.
That moves to that inch. You count that you anticipate that it's that's the said. You make the they know when they put up the wire that it's the tag, that's not the
problem. Yeah. Well, that's probably the pshat and the chazanish. Chazanish writes the Farish, sort of like what you're saying on page 16. He says, "In Makona Elyon Kikesha, the Kashto Lamata, the Tzar Haaret, it's slagging down. Tzarich Iyan Ichoshiv Kon Al Gabeim. Defter Zegora Mikipa the Kashto Lamala." He says that's Gora. So Gora he means like what you're saying, that because that's not the Avdiinshi. And the Prima Gadim has one quick line on page 15 about this. Gam lo yishtal shel hachevel lamata. Probably not. But it's a... The Baron for Prague is a new gang in the whole... Right, so that according to the Maral Miprag, since we paskin ain't tzarich liga, so then the slags are good. That's what the Maram Brisk one at the time. Now the Mishkanos Yaakov. The Prima Gadim is one quick line on page 15. Gam lo yishtal shel hachevel lamata. So he's against the slags. He doesn't say beferish whether it's ma'akev afilu b'di'eved, but. Okay, within love of the Mehechi Tesi, We'll see. The Mishkanos Yaakov is going to speak about it within love. What's his... Right. So we're going to have there's going to be a future packet whether you say, do you say Lovod by Tzuras HaPesach or not? Or do you say, no, like, Lovod is a very nice halakhic thing, but if it's not Kedav the Inshi, maybe you shouldn't say Lovod by Tzuras HaPesach. So, but that requires its own separate discussion, which Bez Hashem will have in the future. Now, the Mishkan is Yaakov, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, discusses this issue as well. Page 14. In other words, in the Tshuva here, he discusses various issues that you have to be careful with when you make a Tzuras HaPesach. He says, V'chein yesh li zohar ba'osan ha'osim Tzuras HaPesach b'chevel milmala v'darko achakach limotech v'nichpal lamata v'igul. In other words, a slag. And furthermore, once it's slagging, it usually goes navanad, you know, it gets the wind, pushes it. He says, Avul divrei Rosh Hatosu ein zeh maskov shoveh v'yosher da'akum v'ogol hu sharei gam besugi d'kipa buchach lehedya deina kipa shoveh. In other words, he learns like Rashi, that the Pshat and the Sugin Kippah is not that the Kippah is the... In other words, that's a fundamental question. In the Sugi of Kippah, what was the Kanal Gabeim? Was it the Kanal Yono? Was it the curvature? So he's learning that, like Rashi, that the Kanal Yono was the Tikra Ha'el Yono, which is straight. So Mimela... And that's the idea of Ein Tzarich Liga. And that's what the Ritva says. So he says, so you see that the curvature is no good. In Cain, first word of the line is Cain, HaChevel HaNichpach V'Nofel L'mata B'Yigul Posel Huvel L'Tzuras HaPesach. So just like the curvature, go keep a curvature is no good, so the slag, the Adinami, is no good. V'dino k'pischei shimoi l'das kol apostim. And then he says, and then maybe it's a psul of menatzad, he wants to suggest. Maybe that's all you also called menatzad when it slags, because it's not al gabeim. If it's not al gabeim, that does haste min atzad. Van ben anan bein and kon al gabeim. Is that what matter do? Ulefomim yesh b'shipul har b'yoser. And he says a lot of times it's even more than three tefachim. So certainly a problem. And then he writes, v'efshar dafilu pachas mi gimel. Came to be an al gabav dafka, culture also al gabav after crossing gimel some of the rosh apostle. In other words, he says maybe for al. See, Rav Abadi in his tshuva wrote that he held like the Taz, and he felt that you can even extend the Taz to Lovod. Right, because the Taz just requires it being on the, doesn't require al gabayim. Just if you're on the top. That's right. The Taz sheet. The Rav Abadi thought if it's within Lovod, it's also good. He's timing not that way. That could be Epsher, is that sure? That even Pachas Migimel is still haste, it's not good. So that's the Mishkanos Yaakov's psul here. That the Mishkanos Yaakov is Machmir and the slags. That the slag is no good based on the Sugi of Kippah. So, and based on the way Rashi learned the Sugi of Kippah. And like Eli Belazon says, slag l'chor and the Chazanish. The slag is even worse because it's not kedav the inshi. One second.
Is it possible to make a distinction between kippa and something that's lamata? Because if it's kippa, if you somehow are going through the top part of the curvature, then you're no longer between the zizos. You're between
You're saying the slag is better. Was it?
Right.
What?
Yeah.
There's no avir, there's no halal between the top of the mechitzos and the kanal gavein. Where if there's a kippa, then there is such an avir. If it's hanging down, there's also no such avir. Why do we need the mashko to begin with?
Yeah, but that's only in where lechi works. Lechi only works if you have a mavei sosum and cool it.
Okay.
Take a look in the. I don't know about that. I'm not so sure. Take a look on page 18 in the Shar Tzion, in the Mishnah Berurah, where he discusses. Tightening the rope on top. And then he quotes this tshuva of the Mishkan of Yaakov in the Shar Tzion. Nun Vav. Mishkan of Yaakov, Simon Kuv Yud Aleph, Ayin Sham Otam Dilu Yolim Techenu Bechazak. If you're not going to make the string taut, Yesh Tamik Kilkulim Bezeh. Ayin Sham Ot Shekos of Dimachel Shenosum Rabakam Nichpaf Lamata Be'igul Reish Lizar El Esachno, because that's Piskei Shimoi, that's just like the Gemara says that the keep is no good, so the slag is no good either. Yeah, so Lamaisa is like this. Obviously Lechatchila you should try to keep it straight. Right, but if you can't, so then we have these other poskim that we're going to rely on the Mishkan of Yaakov would say maybe it would be possible. The what? Because it's a segdah, right? You mean the air? And usually when you have the whichamacallers, the telephone poles. So if you have the telephone poles where the wire is mamish al gabeh mamish, so those are usually pretty good. But if you want to rely on tachuv, so usually the ones that are tachuv are also a little bit sagging also. No, just the metzias. Because the metzias is it's tachuv and then it drips down a little bit.
Tight through the wall and then you go around.
Right. But then I'm interested when they're making the telephone wires of the Tzuras HaPesach, so they're.
Should
there
be any
nafkamina
whether you apply this
sag
by tachov or by regular?
I
think you shouldn't. Shouldn't say
you are mafkamina. No. This is tam halacha. What's the din by sag? It could be in mitzias, and some of the tachov ones might have a. It doesn't have to be, but that's some of the mitzias of the ones that, in my years of looking at, trying to help friends of mine who have shuls. Deal with their Erevs that and if they needed to rely on Tachov, so Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and this Rabbi Willick said years ago from the Rav, thought that Meikar Adin is if the slag doesn't get within 10 tefachim of the ground, there's something to rely on. The Tzvi Pesach Frank is going to say it now, and Rabbi Willig years ago quoted it from Rav Soloveitchik, this idea. So if Tzvi Pesach Frank has the truth about the slags, he calls the slag like an M. An M is really a slag, He says, Tshuva, Kolzman Shirosha Ogol Hanotu Lamata Hu Gavoa Mirasar Tfachim Lefi Anias Daite Efshalom Mashayin Oposo Tzvi Pesach Kosher. And then he quotes the Mishkan of Yaakov that we just saw. Because you see from the Gemara not that way. So then he brings the Avnei Nezer that we saw before to say that the Gemara is not a Raya. Because the Gemara says that the thing doesn't count, the curvature doesn't count. So he says, maybe that's only because what? the whole mezuzah was curved. So therefore, you can't count the curvature because where are you going to stop? Right? But that's not a raya necessarily, that if it would be straight and then it would curve, maybe in a chanami you could count. That's the avnei nezer we saw before. And memela erupt the raya of the Mishkanos Yaakov, is refuted. That's what he. So that avnei nezer is another thing that. That's the avnei nezer here that we just skipped to before page 21, where he, wants to say that even Rashi could agree with the Rambam. Okay, so that is the first thing I wanted to discuss today. Sugya de Kippa, and Beis is Kon al Gabe Masuya Kimin Keshes Klape Mata. That's number two. Yeah. Now number three, yeah, you said something? Which thing? No, the Avnei Nezer. That's the first line in the Har Tzvi. The first line in the Tshuva. Kol zman shirosh ha'ogol hanotei l'mata hu gavoa mi'asar tfachim fi ani yadai ha'ef shalom ma'she'in ha'posel. Because then at least you have a Pesach, you could call it a Pesach. So if you need to rely, avad lechatchila should be straight. But if you make Erevin in camps or in bungalow colonies and things, it's, what's the ideal in life is not always the reality of what happens. So you should know if they put you in charge of of something, so that at least should be the limit.
Why 10 tefachim?
Yeah, because 10 tefachim, if it goes lower than 10 tefachim, it's not a Pesach anymore. 10 tefachim is the shear of a Pesach. It has to be 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. Oh. Now I want to discuss another Shiloh with you. Another Shiloh. And we have pictures to elaborate on this Shiloh. And this is page 22. Take a look at this Shiloh. This is a typical bunk and camp type of Shiloh. So basically what you're trying to do here, here's your camp. Now, when Rav Shechter goes around seeing Erevin, so that was a question he always asks. Where's the inside, where's the outside? Where's the inside, where's the outside? Are we in the Erev or are we out of there, right? We're in the Erev or are we out of there? So this picture, the point of this picture is these two bunks are in the Erev. You understand? In other words, the snapshot that they're out of the Erev. This is in the Erev, and we want to circuit. Obviously, we're not seeing the whole Erev yet. And we want to go around and be makif the rest of the area.
The doors are on the other side, you can't see.
The front door's on the other side, but you can't see. And that's what we want to. And these are in other words, we're putting the Erev on the campus behind the bunks, so to speak. Now, why did we do it in such a strange way? Why didn't we put the Konami Kans, on the gap? Why did we put it on the outer side of the bunk? In other words, we could have just put it right on the inner, right? Right over here. Look, we could have put each one over here and over here, right?
Where?
Over here, this part.
On the corner of the bunk.
On the corner of the bunk, not on the other. It's on the corner of the bunk, but it's on the outer corner of the bunk. As opposed to the inner, the answer is because the bunk is elevated. The bunk is elevated,
why?
And there. What? Slowly. The way it is now, in other words, we would have loved to use the bunk as a mechitza, but the bunk is a mechitza tluya. It's gedayim bokimbo because it's three tefachim above the ground. You follow? So what we used to do in the days I used to do the Erev with Arye Tuckman. What we used to do, because there was the yellow bunk, on the other side.
Machom bunk.
Not the machom bunk.
Right in
the main camp? No. Kol. What?
Moshe is the little house. house.
Yeah, the little house there. The little house there. So the little house, we wanted to use that little house as a mechitza. The only thing is, the little house was like, it was elevated. So what did we used to do, or I used to get Ari Tuckman to do it, we would string the bottom of the bunk.
Lovett
strings. So this way, we had used the bunk as a mechitza. That's what we. So every Friday, you know, as Ari would say, depending upon my mood, I would have him bend down and make sure that it was still within lovett. Each string was within lovett. In other words, the bottom, from the ground to the first string, from the first string to the second string, from the second string to the third string to the bunk, and each one was. And then, in other words, we used to use the bunk, the back of the bunk, as the mechitza. The only no, we have a tzuras haPesach also, but
you
wouldn't do like this.
And you put the
tzuras haPesach
into the bunk?
Yeah, right.
And then you
need the strings.
Right. So we use the right. So
here. Put the tzuras haPesach like this. You don't need the strings.
Yeah. Why did you do it?
Oh.
Why did you work?
No, because. Yeah. No, whatever, because let's see slowly.
Why do you need multiple lover strings once you once going in the first lover string?
It has to be lover the whole way. If a bunk is elevated and you want to make a mechitza from the bunk to the ground, so you have to make sure that it's within, say it's 10 tefachim above the ground. So then you have to put strings, so there's no gap of three tefachim, so it'll be tzomud l'aretz.
Would that only be within the first 10 tefachim? Let's say that we have 20 tefachim.
No, if you have 10 tefachim, then you have your mechitza, then it's fine.
And then you have a halal between the 10 and the 5.
Yeah, then that's the din of gurasik. That's the din of gurasik. Oh. So over here, over here, they didn't do it this way. They did it this way. They put the kana here and a kana here, and they can't use the bunks because the bunks are elevated, and they didn't want to use this eighth of stringing it on the bottom because it's not so easy to string in the bottom to hold tircha. So they did it that way. And it's not a chare hakosel because it's not a kosel. It's a mechitza tluya. Mechitza tluya is not a kosel. So it's not a chareya kosa. So what's the issue here? The issue here is tzuras haPesach means what? I can walk through. Here, where the bunk is, I can't walk through. So maybe that's not a good tzuras haPesach because right away.
The whole thing's
being awesome. Yeah. Maybe this, and that's. No, but Tzuras HaPesach has to. Okay, so that's the question. Does the Tzuras HaPesach have to be a Pesach to be a Mechitz? In other words, it has to be Tzuras HaPesach. Maybe this does not have a Pesach. Because you can't, where the bunk is, you can't, maybe you can crawl, you know, but that's, you can't walk in. It's not Pischa, Ki Hag Gavna, Lo'ad the Inchi. No one makes a Pesach. No one's going to make a door over here because it's a wall here. So you don't make a door here because I'm going
to. The Yeshiva should have had a problem with that in the Rosh Hashanah.
You know, you don't make a door when it's a wall. You don't make a door when it's a wall. You know, a door is to go through. If there's a wall there, you walk into a wall. Walk into a wall. There's a whole mashal Rav Goldberg used to give. Did I ever tell you this mashal? The Rosh Hashiva. The old Rosh Hashiva. Did I tell you the mashal? He used to give it. Okay, this is an intermission here. I'll tell you. I remember he said this over. It was a tish one night, Friday night, when I was in Karen Biavda. He said over, I think it's from the Beis HaLevi. It's not Bichsav anywhere, but this idea. And a lot of times, he said like this, a lot of times when you see there's a kasha, and we show them deal with this kasha, and give a very pasha text. That, and then you look in an achron, and Imamish gives you some razzle dazzle, you know, some. Yeah. So he says like this. This is the mashal he said over. The mashal he said over is like this. You have a room with many doors in the room. Many doors in the room. And you have a person, a blind person, trying to feel his way out to get out of the room. So what he does is he feels with his hands and he feels doors. And he opens a door and he says, oh, this must be the way out. And he walks two steps and he bumps his nose on the wall because it was a closet. So he says to himself, so the closet is this big, the main door must be much bigger. So he's looking for some bigger exit. In the meantime, somebody who could see comes along and watches what he's doing. And he's saying, what are you doing? He says, I'm looking for the exit out. So he says, well, I'm looking for a big, because I just bumped my nose into the door, I'm looking for a big thing. So he says, so the guy who could see, he says, you know what? The exit out is this narrow little thing in the corner. That's the exit out. So the blind guy starts arguing with him. He says, what do you mean? I just felt what the closets are like. So if the closets are like this, it must be the main door is much bigger. And he starts arguing. So the guy who could see, he says, whatever adjective he used. Right. He says, you argue with me, but I could see. I know that we're the real way. You're giving me svaras, a great svaras, but I could see. So he says the same thing, I think he said to the Beis Halev. The Rishonim had a greater see of what the emes is. So even if it's not such a mamish moridik apshat, but you know, it's a very pusha thing, but that's the emes. The Achronim don't see as clearly, so they have to give more, you know, work with svaras and, yeah, so I just thought of that when I was talking about that. That was something I just thought of, so I figured I'd share with you.
About the windows, you don't even use doors. You read us the doors.
Right.
You go out the back of the bunk.
Okay, right. So the question is this a good source of Pesach or not? And the Morashah case would have been, if we would have made a source of Pesach over there, that bunk is alone. So what we would have had to do is put one lechi on one side of the bunk, and the other lechi on the other side of the bunk, and that would be the whole source of Pesach. Because then we would have this, right? That would be the whole Surah Sapasa. Would that be good?
I mean, there's not enough room to go through the problem.
Right.
I mean, just to get out of the book, to get out of the fluid problem.
Right.
I mean, this is my Pesach and it's not a Pesach.
Right. That's the question.
Where's the Kanal Gabayim in that case?
The Kanal Gabayim would be the string going from. In other words, theoretically, you could put. You could string a thing on this, on the other side and say. Yeah. No, one lechi here, one corner, another lechi on this corner. Here you have one lechi per bunk, but you can have two lechis in the back. I didn't do the other page yet. Yuval? So the question at hand is this? Oh, yeah, you have it here. Yeah, he's right. On page 23, you have that picture. Here, 23, you have mamish a picture where here mamish, the whole thing is just by the bunk, the first Suus HaPesach. Is that a good Suus HaPesach? In other words, this is on page 23, you see, on page 23 is mamish that case. There, the first Suus HaPesach, he mamish can't go through. Is that good? That's the question.
Yom HaTayin is just that we have Tzuras of Pesach, not Pesach.
Oh.
Why do we keep calling it Tzuras of Pesach?
Oh. Mamish. You mechav into the Gedolim, but not into today.
If the doors are open, though, underneath the bunk, so then...
The Gedolim can be Bokimbo. So therefore, halakhically, it's kiman d'leisa.
Right,
so so the question is that called still a Pesach? Because, in other words, because Al Korcha, the shear of Yud Tfachim, is not a Pesach for Gedoyim. Or else all we'd need a Tzuris a Pesach of, you know, three Tfachim high, a Pesach for Gedoyim. But Chazal, Halacha Moshe Messina, the shear of a Tzuris a Pesach is for somebody bigger to be able to go through. Right.
So since the bonk is Yud Tfachim high, so technically it is a Pesach, I think it was.
No, the fact that, who cares how big the bonk is? The question is, the Tzuris HaPesach has to be a Pesach.
Right, but it is a Pesach because I could go through it. Right? I'm not bonk into the bonk, so I have this Pesach.
How can I go through it?
Because underneath is how often be a Pesach.
Underneath is not Yud Tfachim.
Underneath
is four Tfachim. It's more than Lovet. That's the question. That's the question. So, the Satma Rebbe, Divrei Yoel, has a tshuva on this point. And he starts a tshuva with yesterday's Chochma Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger. Hagos Chochma Shlomo, Be'agon Marshak, B'simen Shin Samach Gimel. Nishal B'tzuris HaPesach, Shenimshach HaKama Gagei Batim. Right, so we saw that Rav Shlomo Kluger yesterday, right, had the Tzuris HaPesach on top of the houses, right? So what was his concern? No, Hecker. And then he said, well, the top thing is, so says the Satma Rebbe, why wasn't he concerned that he can't go through? Right? Why was he only concerned about Hecker? So Zakta Satma Rebbe, that here lahanal yesh ol chashash da batim ha-mapsikim ha-afkim ha-chiluch aval ba-emes yesh lomu od yesh l'chalak b'zeh de-ein se nikrum ha-akev ha-chiluch keim she-ef shel leilech b'kama mekom she-be-pesach ahu b'en ha-batim ha-kol hu pesach echad. So the Satma Rebbe wants a taina that as long as you can, in other words, therefore what the Satma Rebbe basically would be machshir picture on page 22, but the picture on 23 would, you could say the picture on 23, Dal Mihacha, in other words, if the whole Tzuris HaPesach would only be the thing by the bunk, then you can't get through, he would say it's no good. Now, in this picture, even though you made Tzuris HaPesach just for the bunk, you didn't have to. In other words, you could have just had one Tzuris HaPesach the whole way. So, Dal Mihacha, the others, unless you want to say that it's a sea look of some sort, but that's his vort. His vort is that since they can get through the middle, the whole thing is considered Pesach Echad. That's the Satmar Rebbe's vort. We're 23 also. It's just, in other words, 23 also, but here he made three different Tzuris HaPesachs, so the outer two you can't get through. So Inuchanami, in other words, what I would say is that maybe, in other words, since you don't need it, you didn't have to put those things there. In other words, in a chanami, where you would have to, in a situation where you would have, for some reason, you had to put the extra ones there, for whatever reason, then maybe in a chanami, that wouldn't be, that Pesach alone, you can't get through, that's not a good Pesach. Masha Enkein, this one is a good one. On that's what the Satma Rebbe said. One second. If there is Yud Tfachim, then for sure it's good. If it's Yud Tfachim above, that's for sure it's good. Even though most people are not going to be able to walk there, but that we don't care because that halachically nitna shir Pesach of Yud. So the only question is, if it's Malmi Gimel, so one could say, maybe Moshe was saying that if it's Malmi Gimel, so halachically it's not there. So even though in Metzias I can't walk through, as long as halachically it's in other words, maybe it's not a din in Metzias Bechlal. Maybe it's just There was a Sabbath Rebbe in one of the Taina that you have to be able to walk through. So as long as you can walk through at some point of the thing, that's okay. Where Mashiach ain't came, the other possibility is to say, no, who says you have to walk through? Maybe you don't have to walk through. Maybe as long as there's nothing mafsik that al-pidin is considered a mechitza, so al-pidin is command the lace. Al in mitzias, I can't walk through. So like Yomo said, maybe it's the pshat. All you need is a tzuras ha-pesach. Even though the maisi you can't walk through, but the you have a tzuras ha-pesach. Which picture are you doing this?
I'm doing the double Tzuras HaPesach.
Which one? Page 22 or 23?
23.
Yeah.
So if you take away the sides, so then you're left with the bunk on the two sides. So, but that's Mechitza Kliya.
Right.
So you're going to be stuck, no? And you have to rematch it, right? Except for the one that's asking you to make it stay, if it's not able to make you take down the off of those two. Meaning the only way out of the one is pointing either one the way it is, so it's Mechitza Kliya, that's not going to be.
If you hold, you have to be able to walk through.
Right.
Right. If you hold, right. Which he held, right.
If you hold, it's not forever, so then.
That should be good.
You need
the
love.
Yeah, you need love. If you needed to put those extra things there, for some reason it's not strong enough, you had to have to put it there. But if you didn't have to put it there, then you could just down the offer.
What do you mean? If you didn't have to put it there, but still you appear.
But say, in other words, why couldn't you have just put one, the two extreme ones? There must have been, as he said, there must have been a reason why it wasn't strong enough, so you had to put it there, it wouldn't have stood up. So if you needed it to be there, so then your whole Tzuras HaPesach is from one side of the bunk to the same bunk, and you can't get through, so you could say Yom Mo Svara, or you could say that. Oh.
Between
4 and 10 is the issue.
So if the
Tzuras HaPesach is only by the bunk.
Right.
Because you can't get through. Oh. So.
Can we use the Lubush for right for the Tzuras HaPesach? We said that he requires it to be. You can't have a Tzuras HaPesach in a bit of because they're not pure. The whole reason they have
Pesach. Oh, woo! Kelly Cole from right field. Right, the Lubush, right? The Tosis in Erevin Daf Yud Aleph says that you can't have Tzuras HaPesach Bibika because no one lives there. And the Lubush explained because you need the Urim, because that's the Derech of Tzuras HaPesach, to have people there going in and out of the Pesach. So he puts a Tzushtel with the Salat. Now, I want to say a Kiddush like this. Okay, based on this, you can argue. I'm not saying you can't, but I'll tell you what struck me when I saw the Satmar Rebbe. What struck me. Okay, ready? Listen here. This is the old Shiloh. It's new. It's old. Anyone who lives in Washington Heights usually has this Shiloh, the Mezuzah Shiloh. Which Mezuzah Shiloh?
Down low.
Right, down low. In other words, a lot of the kitchens or whatever, they have the thing coming out of the thing, right, coming out, 10 fucking high, coming out, like that.
No, it's not a cabinet,
it's part of the wall.
Kitchen.
The walkway thing, right, in the kitchens, right, it comes out of here. Yeah, well, it's more than a banister. It separates usually. People have it in the kitchens there. Somebody recently showed me their apartment. They have it by their living room. In other words, it comes out of here. Here's the Pesach, right? But then you can't walk by the Pesach. You can only... There's something being mafsik here. That's fucking high. So do you put it... Was it here, or do you put it on the lower part? Right? So the Derech HaChaim of the Nesiva says to put it on the lower part. And just this Shabbos, I was speaking to Rav David Feinstein about this Shaila. So he thought a little bit, and he thought maybe the pasture, he wasn't 100% sure, but he thought maybe the pasture should be on the lower part, because that's the Pesach, that's where you go through. So I was thinking, based on what the Satmar Rebbe
it's
says.
Not
inside Chokov. Not Al-Tziyah, that's the other Svar. So I was thinking, in other words, and based on this Satmar Rebbe's Svara, maybe you could say that the whole thing is one Pesach.
Even though you can't.
Even though you can't walk. That didn't mevatel the tzuras of Pesach. So it's still part of the same Pesach. It's just, and therefore maybe you could put it on top. That was a new gang that I was thinking of. Based on, you could argue with the Satmar Rebbe, you know, or you could argue, we'll see, with you know, a big question that has to be discussed is how much of Hilchas Mezuzah and Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach can we borrow from each other, which we do have a right to do because the Gemara did it. So that, but so Bez Hashem, we have packets on that coming up. But that's so there's one more part to this discussion of being able to walk through, and that's the following. What if the following? You want to put up a Tzuras HaPesach, economy kan, kanal gabeim, and in between there's a lake, there's water, and you want to string the Tzuras HaPesach across the lake. Is that good enough? Because the person doesn't walk through the lake. Is that good enough? And this is a similar type of shayla. It's a different than the bunk case of the Satmar Rebbe. No, in other words, I need to put up a Tzuras HaPesach around an area. And I want to be makif this area. It happens to be there's a lake in
underneath
the Tzuras HaPesach. Well, I don't need the. It doesn't matter. It's Tzuras HaPesach. There's no problem of Gedoyim Bokim Bo. Right? Right. So is that Mavato?
Swim.
What?
Swim.
So the Prima Gadim on page 25 says, "Ain Sim Shun and Vav, the Mayim Lo Avdi Pischa." So he wants a taina that it's that you don't like, just like the Gemara has. We'll have a packet on this. Pischa bekeren zovis lo avdi inshi. Right? What do you say? So he says mayim lo. Who makes a pesach on the mayim? Yes, it's worse than a bikkur. Worse than a bikkur. Is it worse than the Satmar Rebbe's case?
Yeah.
Maybe it's even worse. I mean, maybe it depends upon if the whole Tzuras HaPesach was just over the water or there was extra. In other words, the Satmar Rebbe could say that if the whole Tzuras HaPesach, the whole string is hovering over the water, then, you know, but maybe it's no good, but maybe the Satmar Rebbe would say if you had some area that you could go through, then. We're not talking about bridges now. Not bridges now. One second. Okay, one second. However, the Chasam Sofer disagrees. On page 26. What do you tell them? I want to hear what you say. Chasam Sofer says, they're on page 26. Shalom, Rav Agon of Mefursim, Gan Hadassim Gala Gozim. It's a pretty good compliment. Mayor, Av Bezdin Ungvar. Tzimol Yenu Neimus Yiminu Rani Beluchas Shnius, Luchas Daiti, Chavas Daiti, Beinian Tikun Mavuas Iro, Yanki Amas Hamayim Overis, Vicholekas Ha'ir. In other words, there's a stream of water that goes through the city, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach going over it. Can you Mesakein Surus HaPesach Kone Echad Me'ever HaMayim Mizeh V'Kone Echad Mizeh V'Kone Al Brabeim. Or not. What do we say? Pischa Al Gabe Mayim Lo Avdi Inshi. Just like the Gemara says, Pischa Bekeren Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. So the Chasim Sofer says, In other words, the Shah says, Pischa Bekeren Zavis Lo Avdi Inshi. That's Lo Avdi Inshi. The Gemara never said Pischa Al Gabe, even though it's true. Right. In other words, Ein Lanu Ela Chodesh Hasim in the Torah. Ein Lanu, right. Ein Lanu what state Beferish and Chazal of Law of the Inchi. In other words, Law of the Inchi, you can't just make a Law of the Inchi club here. Ein Lanu Mashem Matzin Lehedya. I'm Chalki B'mayim B'in Pertzoz, etc. So therefore he thought it's good. Mashem Medik L'shom. And he says, maybe you do, because if you want to stop the boats from going past, so then you could make a Pesach to stop the boats from going past. Okay. So that's an interesting. Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Maybe there'd be a Philip if it was like a deep water as opposed to a stream that you think you go over. The Chavez, you'd be normally be able to walk through like a stream, but Chavez, you're not allowed to. So maybe since you're able to, this is like how you feel it.
Okay, interesting. Okay, now, next. Okay, I'm sorry, I won't go too much over, don't worry. So that was number four. Yeah, maybe. One second, where is it? Hold on, Mechalki B'mayim Ben Pitzosi. Yeah, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara by. There's one Gemara in Yud Beis and one Gemara in Pei Zayin. Take a look at it. Yeah, that's the Gemara that I was saying yesterday. That's that same Gemara. Oh, okay. Now, the following. What's the story? The next halacha is Rui L'Kabel Del Shalkash. So we discussed, take a look back on page 1. Surah HaPesach, Gemara says, Shasom in Atzad Lo'osom Lo'klum. Right, it has to be strong enough, and we discussed yesterday, maybe that's another svara if you have something in between, why it's no good, because it's not real delas, or maybe that's not a good svara, because lahamid delas only is a shear in the chozek of the Surah HaPesach. And then the Gemara says, Amar Eish Lakish, Shum Rabbi Yanit, Surah HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. That a Tzuras HaPesach needs a Heker Tzir, meaning it needs a what? Hinges, that you theoretically you could put a door on. And that we discussed this, Halacha? Oh yeah, we discussed in Hilchas Mezuzah. But here in Erevin we discussed in the Avnei Nezes Tshuva, where he wanted to say that Tlossos, even if you're not allowed to legally, it's still called Ruyos, because every Tzuras HaPesach, Heker, if you hold the Heketzir, it means Roy to have a Delis, and the Memshol is not going to allow. So Al Korcha, since they could do it, that's still considered okay. So then the Gemara says, Ashkechino Rav Acha Berei de Rav Avya de Latamid de Rav Asher Melu Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did you hear anything about Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach? Amrulei. So they saw the Talmidim of Rav Ashi. He said, Rav Ashi and Shir today say anything about Surah HaPesach? He says he didn't say anything. Oh. So, the three Pshatim and Rishonim to how to learn this Gemara. One Pshat is, he asked him, in other words, did Rav Ashi speak about these two halachas? Did he say that these two halachas, that you need a Heker Tzir and you need a and you need royal kavod galus shel kash, did he speak about them? Meaning, does he hold them no good? And in the lo maklum, meaning he didn't pass on them. That's one way of learning. Or another way of learning is he only spoke about the latter case. In other words, the first case of royal kavod galus avada you need. But the Heker Tzir, that's what he asked him. It was going on the last case of the Heker Tzir. And he said, no, he didn't pass soul if it doesn't have Heker Tzir. Or is just this, or maybe this statement has nothing to do with the previous Gemara. So the Ravid in the Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba rather, in the Avodas HaKodesh, page 27, he said, Tzur Sapasi Yerli Sha'in Tzricha Klum. Lo Heker Tzir, V'lo Shatei Briya L'Kabel Shum Delis. And they explain the Pshat and the Rashba is because that's how he learned that the Gemara, that the Gemara said these two halachas, and then the Gemara that you need Ruya L'Kabel Delis and you need Heker Tzir, and then the Gemara asked what did Rav Ashi say about these, did he pass all these two? No, Lo Mar Klum, he didn't pass. So therefore, that's what Rashba says, that in a Chanami maybe the whole din of Delis Ruya L'Kabel Delis is nitche, the whole halacha of Heker Tzir is nitche. And some say, no, you need both, because some learn that Gemara, in other words, the Gemara said two halachas. There was no one arguing in those two halachas. And then this last story has nothing to do with that. He just was making conversation. Did Rav Ashi speak anything, you know? And therefore, if that's true, then you need both of them. And the third possibility, though, was either he was going back on both of them, either he was going on neither of them, or he was going back on the last of them, on the Heker Tzir. And that's the three shittas in Rishonim. Whether, in other words, either you don't need either of the halachas, or you need both of them, or the second one you need and not the first one, meaning that the first one we keep, that you need the Ruya L'Kabel, and that's how we paskin la halacha. That you need a Ruya L'Kabel del Shakashim, but you don't need Heker Tzir. And that's the Ritva here. He quotes the Ravid, Shaposik Rav Chista Reish Lakish, Venirishu Sover Shalo Yored Rav Acha L'Kol Zeh. The whole discussion had nothing to do with, so therefore, we maintain that these two halachas are mandatory, because the Gemara never said anyone argues with it, unless you say that line afterwards is docha, that thing. But if you don't learn that way, and maybe the Pashtus, and that's what the Mishkanos Yaakov, and so in halacha, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch on page 29 and page 30, that you need the Heker Tzir. You don't need Heker Tzir, you need Royal Kabel Delis Shalkash. Now, I told you in the past, Rav Shechter's Chiddush about Royal Kabel Delis Shalkash, that he said he thought that you can only put the lechi on the telephone poles because it's only Royal Kabel Delis Shalkash because it's mechuber to the telephone, but you can't put it on the building because the building, you can't view the building as the whole. Yeah, so to me that was a big Chiddush. Now, I think it's against the Trumas Hadeshim. No, I Chor Pashtus without Rav Shechter and the Velt. I don't think anyone ever said this before Rav Shechter. It's right everywhere, and it's not pshat that we view the whole building as the Tzuras HaPesach. If you have a separate delineated thing that does haste the Tzuras HaPesach, even though it's mechuber, it's still omed b'fnei atzma. It's still omed b'fnei atzma.
Why is the first one?
Right. No, that's what Rav Shechter says his thing. No, because Rav Shechter says the pshat in the telephone pole is now the whole telephone pole hates the lechi. No, the whole thing now becomes part one chativa achas. Now it becomes one chativa achas. Thus, hates the whole lechi. No, so now we have azal lechi that part of it is curved out, that it's going al gab of a part of it. But the whole thing is one heftz of lechi. You know, there's old shayla we used to have in camp. if you, you know, in the old days in Morashah, there wasn't that much gashmius there. There was not much food. There was not much anything. So those days, Rabbi Sif was in charge of making the Erev. So a lot of times we had pieces of wood that were just like 6 tfachim. 1/10 tfachim. So what we used to do, is take 2 pieces of wood, 6 tfachim, and, you know, and mechaber them together. Now it's 6 and 6. You have 12. And then put the nail on top of the top one. So is this good or not? So Rabbi Sif always used to say, but the Eved, you know, it's good, because in other words, once you mechaber it together, it's one lechi.
Why not?
Because on the other hand, you could say maybe you view it as 2 separate things, and therefore, well, just like we're saying, when you knock a nail, when you knock the lechi into the building, you don't view the building now as not like a shef. You don't view the whole building as a. It's a
I do.
Okay, but I want to say like this. The Trumas Hadeshen on page 31. The Trumas Hadeshen on page 31. Hello. Talks about using Sid as a lechi. Right? In other words, you can take paint. It has to have some ramushes to it. And that's the lechi, right? We've seen this Trumas Hadeshen before.
Why
did
that have
maybe not. Okay. Oh, so then the Trumas Hadeshen asks, how can you use, in other words, I paint a white strip on the wall, does taste my lechi. But it's not roi lekabel down in shokan. Oh, so zok, that's his kasha. V'chitema, heich yoel, michoi hasid, b'chol shehu, b'tzuras ha-pesach, b'yinit shehi bori lahab mi badel shokash. Yay, Shlomo, now you're there, Koisel! It's Roy. Ah, so, but why don't you say, but the Koisel, the stomach is however big it is. So, therefore, you're Lloyd Rav Schechter, you should say that the whole thing is no good. So, you see that from the Trumas Hadeshen, didn't hold from that. That since the Sid is a Dover B'fnei Atzmo, even though it needs the Koisel to make it Roy the Kabbal Del Shokast, but you don't view the Koisel as the Lechi. So this L'chor, this Trumas Hadeshen, is against that Hanacha. And this is quoted in the Shaar Tzion on page 32. Bottom page. After Tzus HaPesah Be'inu Shetei Bori Sheyochol Lahamid Badela Shokash Yishlom Badela Kosel Hasid Tochoy. That's the Trumas Hadeshen that he quotes. Now, one last thing. The Yerushalmi in the first parak that Mishkanos Yaakov quotes has a discussion of what you have to use to be matir for Tzus HaPesah. So one opinion says on page 34, he says, Ketza Matir Mishus Harabim. So different opinion. So one says you need Lechi Mikor Mikan, Tzuras HaPesach Mikan. And the other opinion says, Tzir, Lechain Tzir, Lo Yemechusar El Adelis. That's not enough Tzuras HaPesach, you need a Heker Tzir. So the Mishkanos Yaakov, you'll take a look, in his Tshuva wants to say, he has an interesting Cheshbon, but he wants to say that in the Yerushalmi, if it's a pirtza yeser mi eser, then kuli alma lo pligi that you need a heker tzir. Because once it's a pirtza yeser mi eser, you can. So we said a pirtza mi eser, you could use a tzuras ha-pesach, but it has to be a tzuras ha-pesach that's roy for adelis. So therefore, he paskins in ke midivrei kulam nilmach ein lahatir tzuras ha-pesach yom yom kiim be heker tzir. And that's how we learn pshat in the Yerushalmi there. And whenever you want to be matir an area that's yoser me'eser, you need a heketzir. Page 34. Maybe. The only thing you don't have to need is the Dallas Mamish in the Pirtza. Well, if it's not Rishus HaRabim going through, obviously. Oh, that's his whole pshat in this Yerushalmi. You have to see. see how he learns Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Because there's another opinion that says you don't need Heker Tzir. He says that opinion held that you can have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's only Rav Shita, that the Tzuras HaPesach only works for Eser. So that opinion says that you don't need a Heker Tzir. But in a Hanami, according to the Shita that holds that you need, it can work even for Yeser Meeser, then you need a Heker Tzir. So that's his way of understanding Rishalmi, that whatever it's Yeser Meeser, you need a Heker Tzir. So we don't follow this, or else we'd be up the creek. Because now it's interesting that Yerushalmi, when it talks about this thing, says Basil Omrim, the last part where I put the bracket, Delas Mikan v'tzuras haPesach Mikan, right? By Rishon Sarabim, whatever he's talking about. So I was just struck by the Lashon HaYerushalmi. Delas mikan v'tzuras haPesach mikan. What struck me? So what struck me is the machlokes, the Chazon Ish, and the Avnei Nezer together with the Radziner. Remember the very important machlokes, whether delas is a matir on its own right, or you need a tzuras haPesach, right? The Radziner and the Avnei Nezer both said that a delas is a matir even when it's open. A delas is a tzuras haPesach plus. It matches even b'shut harabim, even without a tzuras haPesach, right? That's the and the Chazon Ish said ma'od yesh li zohar, that if you have a delas that doesn't have a tzuras haPesach, you have nothing. I gave you a mashal. That's like you have the medication, but you don't have the person to take the pill. You understand? Meaning, first you need your wall. Then there's a problem that the bokeh bow, so then the delas will stop the bekiah. But if you only have a delas and you don't have a tzuras haPesach, so you stop the bekiah but you don't have the wall. Right? That's the Chazon Ish. So I saw in the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov that he brings, and I'm telling you, I really should have put this in when I put the Chazon Ish in the packet, but since I saw this Yerushalmi, and I was struck by the Lashon, because the Lashon to me, of Delos Mikan, Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, what does that Lashon strike me as? As Delos means a Delos alone, versus this is Tzuras HaPesach, that was the Pashas HaLashon struck me, so I thought this would be a good place to put in the what? The Tiferes Yaakov brings three rayas from Rishonim, and one from one Achron, and three Rishonim, or two, three Rishonim. We'll see. That's mashma beferish, not like the Chazon Ish. It's funny. I was at a wedding this last week with Rav Blachman, so he said to me that we were talking a little Erevin. He wrote the Erevin with the Rav Simcha Zissel. So he said, I don't know. He made a comment that the Chazon Ish and Nida didn't use the Ritva so much. So I said, it's interesting you say that, because in Erevin, one of the rayas that are brought against the Chazon Ish is a Ritva, even though the Chazon Ish does call it Ritva, so whatever, I don't know. But just very quickly, I'm already well over my time, page 20, so in this Sefer he quotes a Ritva and a Meiri and a Rabbi Kivager, that Mamish Mashma, very stark against the Chazon Ish, which is good for the Amsterdam. Yeah. He says like this. He says, he's talking about a case here, page 38. He says, a case where you had a pirtza in the ear, right? So he says you put up a lechi, right? So he says, ear psucha b'knisov yitzia, the ain't but glossos. It must be that this ear didn't have glossos. Shim hoyu sham glossos? Hech omra lea osa lechi v'kora. Umigari glossos mitzuras haPesach. I mean, if this place had glossos, then why would you need a lechi? Because delas is not gara from tzuras haPesach. Now, Ribbono Shel Olam, if a delas needs a tzuras haPesach, you don't say it's full gara from tzuras haPesach. It has a tzuras haPesach. Well, gar means al pi din, that's lo gara. But if it had it, you don't say it's lo gara, you say that it has it. So you say to Farish, the Meiri was learning that Adelis doesn't need...
I don't say my Meiri's either.
Right, has an issue like mirrors either. The Rav didn't like mirrors. I think mirrors are great, but
the stipler liked mirrors. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I think, is the one who really put him on the map. He was very big. He's very big in the mirrors, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Page 39, Ritva. Hilka. The Efshel La'arim Shus HaRabim Mok Shehen Ein Derech Tzlu L'Shom L'Rabim Yesham Ma El Pa'omim Bokim Ba'Rabim Kem Vuz Bekul Roshim B'Chi Yahad Ma'arva. So he says, not Rishus HaRabim. So all you need is what? Suras HaPesach Mikan V'Lechi V'Kor Mikan O B'Delis Mikan She'ein An Anelis. So you see Beferish, he said, you have a choice. It's Mavuz Bekul Roshim that's not Rishus HaRabim. You can either have a Suras HaPesach Mikan V'Lechi V'Kor Mikan or a Delis. Now if a Delis had that Suras HaPesach, what is he adding? So you see Beferish from the Ritva, not like the Chazon Ish. Not like the Chazon Ish. I mean, and this is something the Chazon Ish went very, you know, but old, I show you, the Hakdama, and then, this is not my Bikias, this is me reading the Ritva, I told you, it's first Yaakov, Reb Zundel, Kreuzel, and Tshuvas Chadoshos of Rabbi Kiva Eger, on page 41, Tshuvas Chadoshos of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So you have a mavoi. So the mavoi really should have a tzuras pesach. So in lieu of the tzuras pesach, did you put what? Losos aruyos. There was maybe losos aruyos. Even if you hold losos aruyos is not good for a shus harabin, but maybe for a mokum that needs a tzuras pesach, then chach losos aruyos, chach halaposos should be like a tzuras pesach. It reminds me like Liban Kal could be in lieu of Hagola, you know, like that type of thing. It's not going to work when you need the real Liban. So it's not going to work for a Shus HaRabin because it's only Glossa Saruyas. We're not possibly like the Rambam. So Anias Daiti says Rabbi Kivager. Hadover Poshut the Mahani came the Chazin of Hananya because according to Hananya, Tzuras HaPesach Lo Mahani in these Mavuas and Glossa Saruyas helps. In Kain Lidon, the Kain one that Ketanakam, the Tzuras HaPesach Mahani. So Kosha came to Mahani Glossus Ruiz Lino. So if it's because we hold in the Zumavuos, Glossus Tzuras HaPesach is Mahani. So as Hanani said, only Tzuras HaPesach is not Mahani, Glossus are Mahani. We hold Tzuras HaPesach is Mahani, so Kosha came that Glossus Ruiz Lino holds Mahani. So obviously he's talking about Glossus without it, Tzuras HaPesach. I told you that the seer like they have in no, you don't need the fancy seer in Amsterdam with the Megillus, you know. Very simple. You have a gate, a public school. You ever see a public school yard? You have a gate. When the gate is open, say there's a Prince of SMES in the yard. Or in World of Dollar Group, whatever passes, whatever. And now it's open. Is that enough when it's open? Chazanish says, no. And then the last thing you'll take a look with Ramisham is the Chavis Das in that same Kuntris, the Tikkun Erevin, where he says that for a Lechi, once it's Dal Ramos, it's no longer a good Lechi. For a Lechi, not only for a regular Lechi, which the Gemara seems to say that, but even for a Lechi of a Suras HaPesach. The 44 from the Tikkun Erevin, and then there's a Chazon Ish that speaks about. Here he says, "Alma tzus pes kosher below shikvi upinski shimayde baslian be'erevin near the dafkim k'solim sheish kosol mikan umikan the gufa kosol kol or arka dal amos einu nidon mishum lechi be'in pesel mamsh." Okay, so that's, you can take a look. Chazon Ish speaks about it also. I'm sorry, I went a little over today, but. These are important Indian. We did the Sugya of Kippa, we did the Rashi's Pshat, the Rambam's Pshat, the Marami Prag's Pshat, how it works with the Nachimin of the Slag, with the Maram Brisk's Tshuva, and the Reb Tzipi Pesach Frank's Tshuva, and then we talked about
the Satmar Rebbe Shaila, and how it could relate to the Mezuzah Shaila, and the Shaila about the water, and the Delos Shalkash, and Rav Shechta's thing, and the Trumas Hadesh, and with the Sid, is it against Rav Shechta, blah, 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 and the Hakat Seer, the different Shitas and Rishonim, the Mishkas Yaakov's Chumra, and the Shulchan Aruch, and then the Raya from the Rishonim against the Chazon Ish, and the Shir Rochav HaLechi with the Mekor Chai. Okay.
So you take